Children, in this story, the widow's son got so sick that there was no breath left in him. And the widow came to Elijah, and she said to him, "Have you come to me to make my iniquity to be remembered and to make my son die? Have you come to remind me of all the bad things I've done and to make my son die?" And what did Elijah said? He said, "Give me your son." And she was willing, and so he took her son upstairs to the upper room, the room that she had prepared for Elijah. And she took him upstairs, and Elijah laid the little boy down on his own bed, Elijah's bed, and then he prayed to the Lord, "Please let the soul of this boy return to him." Then it says he measured himself on the boy 3 times, and then he prayed to the Lord again. And did the Lord listen to Elijah's prayer? He did, and the boy's soul returned to him. So he brought him downstairs and gave him to his mother. And what did his mother learn by this? She said, "Now I know this, that you are a man of God, and that the word of Yehovah in your mouth is truth." Now, one of the things we can learn from this story is that we don't need to be afraid of dying. Because when someone is very sick in this natural world, the Lord is still with him or with her. The Lord is taking good care of him or her, even though it might not seem like it to us. And the Lord usually brings people back to life in this natural world. He helps them get better so they're not sick anymore. But even if he doesn't, even if he lets their natural body die, then what does the Lord do? Just like Elijah, he takes that boy upstairs. He takes the little boy up to heaven, up to the spiritual world. And then we're never sick ever again. Everything is beautiful. And we're young and strong and healthy, and everything's fine. So, if we don't need to be afraid of dying ourselves or anybody else that we love and care about, we don't need to be afraid of that, then we don't need to be afraid of anything. The Lord is always taking care of us, no matter what happens to us. But we might wonder, why was it that the Lord let the widow's son get sick in the first place? And we can think about one answer to that is, think about what she learned by this experience of having her son be so sick, it seemed like he was going to die. She learned that Elijah really was a man of God and that the word of the Lord in his mouth was the truth. If her son had never gotten sick and just things had gone along fine, she wouldn't have learned that in the same way. And it's similar for us. If the Lord never let any bad things, any scary things, any sad things happen to us in our life, he never let a single bad thing happen, then it would feel to us as though, hey, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty smart. I know how to make a happy life for myself. I don't actually need the Lord's help all that much because I'm doing a great job myself. Which isn't true at all. And then the Lord couldn't help us. He couldn't make our life go much, much better than we can even imagine. So the Lord has to allow evil spirits to cause sad things, scary things to happen to us sometimes in our life. And in a way, the widow's question, "Have you come to me to make my iniquity to be remembered?" The answer is yes. Actually, in some ways it is yes. The Lord lets the evil spirits do these things to help us be remembrant. Remember, you know, there are some things about me that aren't so good. There are some things I shouldn't have done, that I shouldn't be like that. Because if nothing bad ever happened, then we wouldn't ever think about that. But these experiences help us stop and think, you know, actually, I have a lot of room for improvement. And we read in our lesson from the Heavenly Doctrine that we need to have the persuasion, the strong feeling that I'm good, I don't need anybody's help, we need to have that persuasion broken down. And the only way that can happen is when something bad and sad happens to us. And then we realize that we're not in control of our lives. We can't make it work. Only the Lord can make it work. So then, at a time like this, what can we do? We can hand over our son to Elijah. Elijah the prophet represents the Lord's word because he spoke the word to the people. We can hand over our thinking, our attitudes about other people and about us in comparison with them. We can hand that over to the Lord's word and let him lift our thoughts up to the second, to the upper room, where we can think about eternal life, not just life in this world. Think about the Lord away from the noise and commotion of our natural daily life. And we can let the word measure our thinking, measure it three times or completely, so that we can get rid of some of the wrong ways of thinking and the bad attitudes that we might be having, because then we can follow the Lord better. And then he can really make our life go much, much better. And then the Lord can put a new soul. He can restore our soul to our faith, our way of thinking, and our way of life. So then we know for sure that it's really true, that whatever the Lord teaches us in his word, it's true. As the widow said to Elijah, "Now I know this, that you are a man of God, and that the word of Yehovah in your mouth is the truth." Amen.